in 2009, they actually bought a property in Campbellford. It was actually meant for retirement. They were going to retire on the farm with a bunch of goats. They got the bunch of goats part right. They did not get the retirement part right. The kind of people that Debbie and Shane are, they're very welcoming and they want to share everything they have. So what they were doing is when they had the goats in Campbellford, they would invite kind of everybody to come see the goats, hang out, grab lunch, spend the day on the farm. And of course, Debbie and Shane totally welcomed that, but they kind of got to a point where they're like, okay, if we're going to do this, we should probably do this and actually have some sort of a plan, which is how Hoed Goat was born. So once they got here in 2015, that's when everything really kind of started. That's when they started making the experiences. The goat schmurgle is our biggest one. And that started happening. And then after that, they started adding more animals, more experiences, sleepovers, cafe, you name it, we probably do it. When this job posting came up, I thought, how perfect. Not only are there still horses here, but goats. I'd never worked with goats before, but they look adorable. So how hard could it be? Turns out a little bit difficult when you have, you know, 60 to 70 of them. But still, it was very helpful for me to have that huge background in horses, because although every livestock animal is very different, they have a lot of kind of similarity. So I was able to use my background in horses to kind of put that with the goats, the alpacas, now the pigs, and whatever animal Debbie comes up with next that we're going to get.
So I know that one of the big questions for me I had mentioned is the schmurgle. Tell me a little bit more about that. Where did that come from?
So the schmurgle is... it's really something you have to see, honestly. But basically, it encompasses everything goat. So it's the word itself is kind of snuggling, cuddling, hugging, and just all jammed together in a really fun way. Goats are really chaotic. So Debbie needed kind of a chaotic experience that they would thrive with. So how the schmurgle actually works is you start here where we are right now at the goat playground. There's a little holding pen. We get everybody excited, get the goats excited. We have a very important saying that is, release the goats. And then they actually we let them out. No leashes, no harnesses, everything. They come out. They usually come out running, and then they actually lead a tour. They have a couple different paths they like to take. So the first half is just walking in the fields with the goats, which is honestly one thing you have to see to really understand how special and how adorable it is. And then once we come back from the walk, we go into our other little schmurgle playground over there, and that's where you get to cuddle and hang out with the goats.
When we talk about the expansion, there's obviously the partnership with Cultivate to speak to, and more recently, a few years ago, the expansion into disc golf.
Yeah, so the disc golf one, actually, it was one of Debbie's son's ideas. He was bugging her for a golf course. And she was just like, I don't know. They didn't want to change the property. They really still wanted to keep what this property is intact. So that's when kind of the move to disc golf was really a natural course from there. They used paths that already existed. And she partnered with Daryl Banks on that one, who has, I think, done over 30 courses. And the one here is absolutely beautiful. And then same with Cultivate moving here. Cultivate used to be downtown Port Hope. But Jeff and Debbie have known each other for years. So this year was actually our third year hosting it. And we love that festival. They do a beautiful setup with lights everywhere. And there's the stage is actually by the horses. It's just a really great festival.
What's a day like for you on the farm?
That is a loaded question because every day is different. I'm very lucky that I actually do work Monday to Friday. So Mondays and Tuesdays we're closed to the public. So those are days when if there's anything big to do with the animals, we do those days. So like a hoof trimming day for the goats or the horses or the pigs. We also, if the alpacas need their teeth done, if we need to do any vaccines or anything medical, Mondays and Tuesdays is when that happens. And then the rest of the week is split between chores, running experiences. I do a lot of event planning as well. So like our Coachella event, our festive market, we do a lot of planning for those kind of in our downtime, if you will. And I also do our social media. So yeah, like every day really is quite different. It is really nice to see the connection between people and the animals. We have a lot of people actually come from Toronto who aren't used to being on a farm or being surrounded by animals, and it's so nice to see.